American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Storms are firing across the southern plains. New tornado watches are in effect for parts of western Arkansas, extreme southeast Kansas, and southwest Missouri. The Storm Prediction Center reports wind damage in parts of northeast Oklahoma and one-inch diameter hail in North Texas. Some strong tornadoes, large hail, and severe storm gusts are expected today into tonight from the southern plains into the Ozarks and mid-Mississippi Valley. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Pennsylvania with just one day remaining until the election, beginning her series of stops with a spirited rally in Scranton.
But over these next 24 hours, let's enjoy this moment to knock on a neighbor's door and in their face, even if we've not met them, know that we have a lot that we care about in common and that we are optimistic about the future of our country, that we love our country.
Harris's campaign journey today includes a stop in Pittsburgh, followed by a final rally and concert set for Philadelphia. Former President Donald Trump holds a number of events ahead of Election Day. Here's Fox's Aisha Hosni.
The former president, I'm told, is feeling good. He's feeling strong on this election eve. And he just told a big crowd here in North Carolina that this is his race to lose, and they've got to close this thing.
Hopefully everything will work out well. We're way leading. All we have to do is close it out. We have to close it out.
Trump is headed to Pennsylvania next, a big battleground for him, two stops there. And that is actually where the campaign is tracking some pretty low urban and female early voter turnout compared to 2020. Then it's off to Michigan, where he will close out the 2024 campaign in Grand Rapids.
Floridians will decide tomorrow whether to amend their constitution to legalize recreational marijuana and to make abortion a right. Talking about this on Jenna Ellis in the morning on AFR Talk, Governor Ron DeSantis said it's an easy no vote.
First, just when you approach a constitutional amendment, just keep in mind this is permanent. You can't legislate changes to a constitutional amendment, so your default should be with these amendments, no.
In Florida, the marijuana vote is Amendment 3 and the abortion vote is Amendment 4. Colorado has Amendment 79 on the ballot for this election, which, if passed, would add abortion to the state's constitution. It would also take away the current constitutional ban against public money used for abortions. Brittany Vesely, Colorado Catholic Conference Executive Director, joined Washington Watch.
Amendment 79 is very deceptive. The language in it that the government shall not deny, impede, or discriminate against the right to abortion means that all common sense safeguards for abortion are gone. That includes Colorado's parental notification law. So a minor could be coerced into an abortion without their parents' knowledge. And it also means that when sex trafficking is one of the biggest issues in the state of Colorado because we have I-25 and I-70, huge sex trafficking state, a minor who's sex trafficked can be taken to an abortion clinic and not have any requirement for a parent or guardian to be notified.
She said to see more on this, go to www.righttoknowco.com. A new poll shows free speech is a top priority for Americans, including those on college campuses. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg with more.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that free speech is a close second behind inflation, the number one concern for most people, according to FIRE's chief research advisor, Sean Stevens.
Yeah, like the majority of people, about 90% of people said it was either very or somewhat important that free speech to their vote. And that was higher than anything but economic issues, essentially, which I find encouraging.
He says lawmakers from both political parties are raising free speech concerns among voters.
We have other instances of, in different states, legislatures challenging academic freedom in some ways. The politicians have a lot to do with this. They need to actually stand up for the First Amendment and not see it as this pesky thing that, it prevents us from governing.
Stevens says in spite of the turmoil on college campuses over the past year, the future for free speech looks brighter.
See more news at afn.net.